messages on screen for when the audio of the information becomes available. This station will now stream on
screen. Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Hello, welcome.
Welcome.
Episode 12. I never thought we'd get here. I think I've said that several times.
Feels so good. It's amazing.
Yeah, it just feels like slipping into an old pair of jeans, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Seems like it's been a while since we've been here.
It's been way too long.
Yeah, we've been sort of off the radar a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're going to try and keep it more.
It's been tough. We have
Tuesday
day jobs.
Tuesday or something.
We have day jobs, you know. It just makes it rough. But anyways, we're here.
It's casual. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, we're the boss. No, it doesn't matter. What are we doing today, Cameron?
Well, we got an episode full of everyday essentials.
Yeah, EDC. That's what we're talking about today.
Some EDC stuff.
EDC. So we're going to talk about it, and we're going to fill your ear holes full of awesomeness. Yeah.
We got a review box, or a box to review.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Battle Box Mission 19. Is that right?
Mission 19.
Mission 19.
For September 2016.
Yes, sir. We're going to talk about that.
And then we got medical tip stuff.
The quick and dirty, yes.
And then we've got stuff.
Mad World.
Yep.
Update.
And
right?
And then we got
and another stuff.
Just everything else.
But first, as always, let's tell you about TacPack, guys. They sponsor the podcast, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. You get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. Seriously, guys, just go.
If you don't have it, go get it.
Yeah, just go and try it. If you try it one time, use our code. Here's the thing. If you like what we're doing and you want us to keep doing what we're doing,
yeah,
there are a little bit of cost involved in what we're doing. You know, this isn't all free.
Yeah.
There's gear and there's stuff we got to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Websites. And
gas to get over to your house to do
this?
Yeah.
It's a freaking joke. Anyways, this does help pay for all those things to help us keep going.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go to TacPack.com, get your TacPack, 10% off if you use the code CASUALPREPPERS at checkout.
Yeah. Seriously, just because they're our sponsor,
mm-hmm.
I'm not being biased here.
Yeah.
If there was a box to spend, that really would be.
That's the one you do.
It's got such good stuff in it.
Yeah.
It really does.
If you like gear and you're a casual prepper like us, it's perfect.
Yeah.
You get lots of sweet gun gear for your gun.
After this episode,
yeah,
they basically will fill you full of EDC stuff.
Lots of EDC gear. Plus you get swag like I'm wearing today,
As always.
The Tech Pack hat.
Mm-hmm.
Tech Pack hat.
It's a good one.
I've also got the Casual Prepper shirt on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know what I was thinking. I thought you had a different shirt.
Oh, you thought it was the other thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is actually...
I was like, where'd you get that shirt?
No.
Is your wife going to make me
that's
one?
That's why you looked at me weird when I said we made it.
Yeah, I did. I was like, geez.
You're
just going to go ahead and copy some other company?
No, this is
okay.
The Casual Prepper
shirt. I wasn't thinking. Didn't even recognize our own logo.
Yeah, I know. Crazy sucker. You crazy sucker.
I'm getting greedy.
Yeah. So anyways, Tac Pack dudes. All right. Tac Pack.
Do it.
It's a mad, mad world.
It is.
You go ahead.
You want me to go?
Is it a political thing?
Well, I have.
Then yes.
Shut your stupid face. Seriously.
After November, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about whatever idiot gets in office.
Well, both. They're just going to combine them into one.
It's going to be Trillery that's going to get into office.
Might as well.
Yeah. Okay, so this one. Okay, let me start with my non-political one first. Just those.
You got two? Good, you can cover for me.
Those North Carolina riots going on right now. Have you seen those?
I have.
And this is, we seem to talk about a riot every other episode, pretty much.
We do.
And they
and fires.
Yeah, yeah. And they seem to stem from the same thing every time.
It is.
You know, so anyways, I just.
The East.
It just, what did you say?
It just stems from the same thing. I said the East.
Oh, yeah.
Well, doesn't happen in the West.
Sometimes it's the Southeast.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, bad news over there. Stuff's not good. Whatever.
No, people hate each other.
I'm sick of talking about them.
Hate crimes, man. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's just like...
Grow up.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I understand, you know, somebody gets shot by a cop and it's not good. It's never good.
No, it isn't.
But...
And there is some crap that's happening there that I totally disagree with.
Yeah, there's...
But...
But here's the thing. What? How does it help you to go loot Walmart? I just don't get it.
Freaking Walmart.
You know what I
mean?
Caused
it all.
Well, yeah. They're the root of all that's evil.
I know. I don't get that either.
You know what I mean?
I think it's just...
It's an excuse.
It is. A lot of times. It's a reason to just go ballistic and live like a freaking maniac.
There's stuff that happens, and I completely agree. If it's a shooting and it's unarmed and it's unwarranted, those people should go to jail. I mean, it's all there is to it. I agree. The cops should go to jail.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But many times it's not the way that they're portraying it. Just gonna say that. So anyways, moving on from that. Okay. So this whole Hillary email thing, it gets better and better and juicier the more you get into it.
I hope it's affecting people.
I don't know if it is.
I don't think it is.
Honestly. So I don't know if you saw this. This is just so awesome. This is just the best thing ever. So the guy who was running Hillary's server, you know, just some guy from Colorado. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
It was like her cousin.
Okay, I kind of heard about that.
Anyways. But. Yeah, so it was her private email server, you know, and he obviously got rid of a lot of the emails, you know, all that stuff went down how it shouldn't have gone down. But they found out that he went onto Reddit to ask how to delete her email out of those things.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
The Secretary of State's email. He went onto Reddit and he had a post saying, I've got to take the actual email address out of all these archives. How do I do it?
Wow.
This is the person that she is.
Maybe
hired.
She's right. Maybe she doesn't know what security. Maybe she is that stupid.
The C.
I think
on
we
the
should let her lead our country.
Oh my God. That's what I'm saying. This is ridiculous. Somebody like that.
Our other countries have got to be like, what an embarrassment. Americans are freaking retards.
So that's anyways, sad. That's freaking crazy.
Awesome.
Right? Awesome. All I can say, just help us all, because if she gets into office...
And do I just control alt delete and then...
I don't know what to do. Do I just burn the floppy disk? I mean, seriously, it comes down to like some idiot like...
Could it have transferred to the mouse? Do I need to throw the mouse away?
Do I need to cut the cord on the mouse? And all that information's gone.
Oh, no.
Good Lord, people.
I'm going to ruin her election.
He's probably sweating, you know, in his underwear at home. Like,
I'm sure.
On Reddit. Oh, my gosh. And they actually had the post. Like, you could read it, and he's like, and this is for somebody that you would all know who is very high, well-known, basically, you know. It's just... It's ridiculous.
No, that is sad.
Yeah.
Welcome.
And that was the server that had
America.
State secrets, classified emails.
Nice. Let me just post a little picture of what I'm trying to do here. Just have everything in there.
I blurted out the name.
Just black electric tape on his screen.
Yeah. President, that's been redacted. You know.
President Hillary Clinton.
That's mine.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Mine's stupid, simple. It's just what?
Well, it's always stupid.
I know it is. But just like last week, we talked about a pandemic and then just like stuff that's going through town, and then what happened to my son.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yeah.
He got really sick.
Dude, that was scary.
With a GI gastrointestinal infection, and he had 3 seizures, and we were in the hospital when he had 2 of them, and it was just something so simple as a stomach flu turned into seizures and, you know, hospitalizations.
Bad
and I'm
stuff.
Like that type of bug can spread through a community like boom.
Yeah,
you know, and
exactly.
Luckily it doesn't affect adults that much, but you know,
it's scary when it hits.
Oh,
your
it's
kid
freaking
like
terrifying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I didn't have a hospital to go to, like, how would I really stay calm and control this? Like, it's a freaky thing.
Well, it happened to you, and at least you have some sort of...
And I was still panicking.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Still
yeah.
freaked out.
A normal person like me, I would have
like,
been like...
The medical system, I mean, they're just going to freak out. They really will.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them will stay calm, but me, when it happens to my family...
Yeah.
It's just different, you know. Family members is a lot different, but at the same time,
Your son is a completely
just
another
something
story.
As nasty as that.
Yeah.
So whoever you slobs out there are creating these super bugs,
you bastards,
that are turning into just
quit it
way worse. Stop doing what you're doing.
It's bad. So anyways, we do have an excuse for sort of being late on the podcast. And
yeah, he was sick and
never getting articles out.
I had to go out. Yeah, it's been a busy week, but
yeah, sure has.
We apologize. Yeah, we do like you guys.
We love you. We have been getting a lot of emails lately.
I know, and I do feel kind of bad. Like, are you guys not doing them like weekly?
I mean, what the hell? I've been on my phone all day, and I ain't getting no more podcast. I just assume all of you have that accent. I'm on my podcasting machine, and I ain't got no casual preppers coming up no more.
I know. I know. I've read a couple on our website, yeah, and I'm just like, I feel bad. Like, yeah. I do want it. I really would like to do it weekly.
Yes.
But I just don't want to have dry, stupid articles, yeah, which that you guys may think we're already doing that.
In this week, if we're a little ill-prepared, I apologize, because it's been nuts.
It's been chaotic, so.
There's been, like, flooding today.
But we're still here.
We really should have talked about flooding today.
No kidding.
Did you see the window over there?
Is it flooding?
It flooded. It's coming through.
Ugh.
It's and ours. Your old house flooded like crazy today.
It did.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So Cam used to live across the street from me.
I don't anymore. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, and so his house. One time when he was gone, his wife was home. His basement flooded like
it did.
Crazy.
Just mud.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like
it was ridiculous.
Big mud stream.
And so and then it flooded again today with the new owners and whatnot.
Did
so,
it really? Yeah. Suck.
Yeah. Anyways,
it's bad. It's like it's right at the base of that hill, and
it just
comes right in.
And the neighbors flooded.
Well, and then the drainage system. Not that people want to hear all this.
Shished them.
The
Sean Connery drainage.
The drainage system. It just fills full of mud like instantly, so it doesn't drain.
It doesn't rain like this a lot here. It's like once or twice a year. All of a sudden, it's like a flash flood.
Yeah, we don't really get much rain in the desert, but when it does, the environment can handle it.
Yeah, obviously.
So like three towns are like underwater right now, basically, and then we got a flash flood warning for today.
So I guess we should be a little more prepared for this stuff.
Yeah. What do you do in a flood?
What the hell do you do in a flood in the desert?
Yeah.
So anyways, that's been going
mad,
on.
Mad world, flood.
Yeah,
flood. Virus is going around. Vernal's falling apart.
Flood and seizures. And
yeah.
Hillary. All right, so today we're talking about EDC. So first off, if you don't know what EDC is, basically stands for everyday carry. And that is, for preppers, it's a big thing. I think it is anyways.
No, it is.
And I don't do it as I should. And a lot of people don't, but it's something to work on. It's a goal of mine, Cameron. So EDC, it's
okay.
All right,
I got it.
It's a bag or a kit that you keep on yourself basically all the time that has like essential things that you need and maybe even some essential survival tools.
Right.
So that's basically what your EDC is.
It is.
So anyways, what Cameron? What do you think? why do you need?
So why haven't I?
Yeah.
In EDC, an IED. I about said.
Why have an improvised explosive device?
Why do you want to have an IED? Well, let me tell you. So, you don't know what kind of disaster is going to happen. You don't know if you're going to be at work, away from family. You don't know if you're going to be traveling, you know.
Yeah.
So, having that kit, it's just going to make that disaster a little bit more, a little bit more tolerable or easy because you're going to have some essential things that are going to make things but a bunch more convenient.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, you know, you look at it, if something's going to happen, you're probably going to be gone. You're going to be at work. You're going to be you're not going to be sitting at home right next to your bug out bag with your pistol next to you
right.
and your rifle. You know what I mean?
Now, if you're hardcore, you probably will have it buried out the front door of your work.
Yeah.
I'm nerdy digging down.
I can't
buried
imagine.
In lava rock.
My boss comes out and I'm like digging in the gravel. Don't worry, I'm hiding a survival cache out here.
What are you putting in that sprinkler box? Nothing.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's just garbage bag.
Well, that's your prerogative. If you want to do that, go ahead.
I've never seen that. I've never seen a guy push his bag into his...
you gotta do the real quote.
No, go ahead.
I don't know if I can do it now.
I know.
I've never seen that. I've never seen somebody drive their trash down to the end of the street and bang the hell out of it with a stick. I've never seen that.
Oh, that movie. Mm-hmm. This is the weather to watch that movie.
It is. We need to.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. So, yeah. And then it just kind of gives you that self-reliance where, you know, whatever situation you're in, you can take care of yourself for the most part,
yeah.
you know, or help others with some of the little you know, survival things that we're going to talk about, you know, can help you along. Whether it be, you know, self-defense, self-reliance, scavenging, or just to get out of a situation, you know, hostages.
You know, and also EDC to me, I think it's just, it's convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've really been good about always having a knife on me. Like, yeah. I like, seriously, like, I don't go anywhere. I go to church with a knife. I go everywhere with a knife. And I can't even tell you how much I use it now. And, you know, I didn't used to always have it with me. And now it's just like, I use it probably 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
maybe not even, it's not me using it. I'm borrowing it to somebody else. And it's just nice to have it with you.
Yeah, yeah. This well, you can think even when you're like opening Christmas presents, who has a knife in here?
Yeah, exactly, you know? Yeah.
It is. It's just a lot more practical. Yeah. It makes life a lot more convenient.
And, you know, I'm opening boxes a lot of times at work or something like that.
Yeah.
You have it with
you. I constantly need a knife. Mm-hmm. And when I forget it, I feel naked.
Yeah, you do. Like, you really do. Yeah. Like I've made that. That's just like part of what I have on me all the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, it's a philosophy, EDC. It's like,
yeah. You always so not it. Only survivalist stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I always think too about the movie. Do you remember the hatchet? The kid that crashed in the airplane and all he has is that hatchet?
Was it called The Hatchet?
I don't think so. I think it was called The Call in the Wild, but it's not.
Oh, no, I don't think
I've
something
seen that. Like that. The kid off from Home Improvement is the actor.
Oh, really?
The oldest brother.
Oh, the oldest brother. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I've
it's
seen
it's actually really good. So the plane crashes, like the pilot dies and he gets out, like it crashed into the river or a lake. And he has just this little hatchet that his dad gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And he like builds a shelter with it, you know, and uses it to like chop, you know, berries. He tries to make like, it's a cool movie, like total survivalist movie. But I'm always like, you know, a hatchet's not that
was
practical.
Was it back like in the 90s when
but
it was
thinking,
made?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see if I can find it on
VHS. It's a good movie. It's cool.
I promise. VHS.
Yep. Hopefully it's rewound.
No.
But yeah, you know, just convenience makes, you know, survival easier. Not only survival, just everyday tasks in life. So
absolutely.
Anyway, that's kind of why you want to have an EDC.
Yeah. You know, and there's a lot of different, people do a lot of different things with EDC. There's a lot of different types of kits and a lot of different ways you can carry stuff. So there's basically the basic thing is like your pocket EDC. What can you fit in your pockets? You know what I mean? Your back pocket, your front pocket.
Which is what I think EDC is.
Yeah, that's what I most view EDC as. But obviously a lot of people get more involved with it.
They do.
So a lot of people will take maybe like a laptop bag, even if they don't have a laptop, you know, a laptop type bag or a messenger bag and have that stuff full of
tons. I think where you work and what you do, like, you could carry a lot more in certain situations.
Exactly. Like, so, you know, you could probably just take something to the office every day with you.
I could. I could have a bag there, which is what I should have.
I'm not. I could probably do that,
you're
too.
You're kind of all over.
Yeah, I'm all over the place, so I might not be able to do that as much. So I rely on a really small pocket EDC right now. You know what I mean? And then, like, for women and stuff, they could just have a little bit bigger purse that has those items in it. So, you know, they're not.
Bigger freaking purse?
Yeah, I know.
My wife's is so big.
Is it?
She could carry a sleeping bag in there.
Oh.
And a tent. I should tell her. Yeah, she should start carrying that stuff for me.
Can you throw this one-man tent in here for me? And then you could also go to as big as like a backpack. There's people that obviously carry backpacks with them everywhere they go.
I'm thinking like in college, I had one with me all the time. Yeah. I should have just wore it.
Yeah, I didn't go
to
college.
Or I should have had all that stuff.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
Did you go to high school?
I did go to high school.
Good.
I made it through high school.
Sometimes you don't need college level education.
You don't
education.
Need college educations. Yeah, you don't.
Especially in this town. As a graduate, it's almost embarrassing. I'm like, I went to school and you make twice as much as me in the oil field.
I've got a master's degree.
Yeah.
Backpack. You can carry that around with you. You can get a ton of crap in a backpack, obviously.
Right.
You know, everyone has a bug out bag. And then there's the EDC pouches. Which are actually really cool, which I'm looking at getting one.
Like a freaking fanny pack?
Well, no, they're actually a lot of sites I looked at, fanny packs were, well, they called it the belt pouch. I'm like, yeah. That's a fanny pack, you idiot.
I know, I like that. This is a belt pouch.
So anyways, yeah, you could get the fanny pack, but I don't know about that.
You go ahead.
No, I think you should. I think you'd look awesome with it. Go into appointments with patients and stuff. You got your fanny pack on. Let me get down my gloves.
Hold on. Oh, there's my knife.
I need to do an injection. I got my syringe right here.
There's my waterproof matches. Oh, there it is. There's my knife.
Pull out a survival knife. Pull out some stitches or something. You know,
we're gonna do this backwoods style.
Yeah, you look like you'd appreciate this. So anyways, those are the different types of kits and ways to carry that stuff that there is. So I think now in this portion of the podcast,
blah, blah,
we should talk about like what types of items would you carry for EDC, right? And I'm hoping that you have sort of something ready.
I do have something ready.
Good.
So there's a bunch of lists online, and some of them are super extensive, and I honestly can't tell the difference between a bug out bag list and the EDC list.
See, that's an issue. That's why I'm saying, like, the people that use backpacks or an EDC kit, you're carrying your bug out bag with you, basically.
Yeah, seriously. And okay, if you want to do that, it's more power to you.
Yeah,
but,
which
is
fine, but...
I know, I just... An EDC to me is like something I have on me, and it's not impractical and taking up space and heavy and
exactly.
All that.
I'll go into what my perfect EDC is going
to
be
I'd like
later
to hear your
on.
Perfect EDC.
I'm gonna lay it on you.
Give it to me.
I'm gonna give it to you hard.
Jeez. We are married to women.
Yeah, we are.
And if you're not, that's fine. Whatever. But. But anyway.
Don't upset the gays.
I know.
Man.
Sorry about that.
I like them. They're all pretty nice.
They are nice. But don't push your beliefs on me just because you think that I don't support yours. So you need to kind of know your area.
Yeah.
Like what disasters, what things are going to happen, what things would be practical for you, where you work, and, you know, in your environment. That kind of helps to narrow down your list.
Yeah.
But... The list that I made, you know, I didn't go into all the little crazy stuff because I honestly, that's a bug out bag to me, you know.
Yeah.
Have some water purification tabs, have, you know, that stuff. I'm just like, dude, that's a different bag.
Yeah, that's
you get your bags all mixed up.
I think, it's too much. Yeah. It's too much. I don't care what you say.
So this is kind of my ideal list.
Okay.
And this is what I think you kind of have to think about.
Sure.
Something start fire.
Okay. And even to me, that... Yes, okay.
I know what you mean.
But no, I agree.
They're so small, and they're, like, you can find
a lighter.
Tons of stuff. Yeah.
Right?
So fire, a lighter, ferro rod, you know, just any of those little things.
Right. I say a lighter. I'm not going to have a ferro rod on me.
No, but I'm... But
you could, but
if you're a smoker,
yeah,
you're done. That check that one off.
Well, you're going to die anyways.
Yeah, you probably will, but...
But, yeah.
So, yeah. It's just something to have a fire. I mean, this
smoking causes lung cancer. That's what I'm trying to say.
It does. So this list, you know, is a little bit more than what's, I think, just a little bit above practical.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But not, like, this isn't easy to make.
This is a little more than casual.
Just a little. Just barely. So keys. Have keys to your car, to your house.
Yeah.
You know, have those on you because, you know.
You're an idiot if you don't have your keys. Yeah, you don't. You can't get in your
but
car.
But that key, is that the key organizer that you got?
The Key Smart. Yeah, I got that from TacPack.
I want one of those now.
I got it from TacPack, man.
That's right. It's freaking TacPack.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping we're getting a new TacPack box soon.
I do too. I kind of hope
I'm going to have to talk to them.
Hey, guys.
We haven't got it. Hey, TacPack boys. Hey.
We're giving people 10%.
Hey, bad TacPack boys.
Yeah, no, we love your stuff, so please send it to us.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
Yeah,
organize
awesome.
Your keys and you know,
keeps
useful.
Everything nice and
tight. Yeah. Now this one isn't really practical for a lot of people in a lot of states, and and I wouldn't really carry it as a handgun,
right?
But I probably would
if
I was going away from work or going out of town. I would like to have controlled.
We still don't have our concealed carry.
No, permits, we need to,
and we've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah,
we got to get it.
Yeah.
Like
because
we said, we're casual. But
if
we're
I
going
travel
to
with
it.
My family somewhere, I probably will take a pistol with
and
me.
And a lot of times I do have one in my car when I'm traveling out of town. I'll take my...
I would if I had one.
My little 9mm.
Yeah. A light.
Yeah.
Most of the time. So your phone can be a lot of things, but your phone might not last forever.
And that
unless
light,
you have...
And they make these little tactical flashlights that...
Oh, they're tiny.
And they're bright.
Yeah.
They're super bright. I got the Olight one. I got it from...
What's the one that we just got? That
Never Enough Tactical. Yeah, it was the Olight one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice little light, and it's tiny. It's like this big.
Yeah.
You can actually just slip it in your back pocket, and you've got it with you all the time.
Yeah. So a light's essential, and there's, you know, you'll either, one, you'll have it on your phone, or you'll have it in, several of these other things, is it can be combined. You know?
So the flashlights, you know, you don't think that, like, what am I going to use a flashlight?
Yeah.
But you will, like, if you lose your keys under your
seat. Think of how many times you use a flashlight on your phone. Use it almost daily.
Yeah, I do too.
So get my socks out of the drawer in the morning.
Yeah.
And not wake up my wife.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go downstairs when the lights are off and I don't want to turn the lights off.
You just have your light. You have it with you all the time.
A light. A knife or a multi-tool that has a knife. Yeah. And I have a little teeny Leatherman that's a keychain.
It has everything.
In it. It has scissors, has a little knife.
I've got one too, and I haven't actually put that on my keychain.
I need to put mine.
Well, I have my Key Smart on there, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for me to put on there. But yeah, that's a good idea.
I take my backpack to and from work, and I have I have a Leatherman in there.
Yeah.
A multi-tool will get you a long ways.
We got a multi-tool from BattleBox last month that's pretty awesome. That SOG one.
That one is really cool.
That thing is sweet.
It's a screwdriver and
hex kit and everything. Yep. Yeah, it's really cool.
So those, I mean, a multi-cool, I think,
They're
freaking multi-cool. Hey. That's a good
one. Dude, we're going to have to rewind. We're taking that idea.
Claimed.
Yeah. Copyright. Yeah.
Multi-cool. You want to see my multi-cool? Boom!
You want that SOG? Give us a call.
Yeah. This is the SOG Multi-Cool. Dun, 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 dun. Dang.
Yeah.
Plays Bluetooth. It's got a little speaker in it.
Yeah.
So, but a multi-tool is essential in my mind.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's really small ones to really big complex ones if you carry it back. But, you know, there's so many different types of multi-tools.
Word.
So a multi-tool. And that usually covers a knife. If it doesn't, I carry a knife with a clip. You know, a little tiny flip knife.
Yep.
Two.
Right now I've got that little buck knives we got from Everyday Carry Box.
Yeah.
Which obviously
I like those knives.
Really well.
I like them better. I don't like using a Leatherman knife.
Yeah, I don't either. Like I hate using them.
I use them. And that's what I'm saying. A multi-tool will have all that. I'd still. Yeah.
They're not comfortable to use.
No, I'd still recommend a little flip, knife. And I've thought about wearing this, but I have one clipped on my backpack as a paracord.
Mm-hmm. Just some paracord.
It can be used.
Like a bracelet or what?
Yeah, the bracelets are awesome, you know. And a lot of people use those bracelets and they tuck into them like a handcuff key and like it's a Kevlar cord that can cut through things.
Oh, yeah, that you can saw through.
Or a little wire. Yeah, they tuck it into that bracelet.
Mm, yeah.
So the bracelets can you know, be used for multiple things and you have a little buckle on there. And
yeah.
So anyway, paracord's a good thing to have and it can be worn as an accessory.
Yeah, you look cool.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
Don't mess with me.
From Colorado or something.
Yeah, like totally.
The other thing, you know, as I mentioned, your phone. So your phone's got a flashlight in it.
Yes.
Your phone can also store billions of books.
Yeah.
And PDFs and things. You know,
I can't put crap on my phone right now.
Unless you've got a bunch of pictures. You probably don't need
all these selfies take up so much.
But I have a bunch of PDFs of like medical things that you know, to recall, and you know, you can download a bunch of books to have offline.
Survival books.
The only downside is you do want to have like a solar charger.
That's you need to have some way to recharge your cell phone.
And I have a credit card sized solar charger.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's really
That's cool.
Yeah, still in the package.
I've got one of the little. Well, it's not solar though. That's a good idea.
So
I need to get a solar one.
Maybe I shouldn't. I don't want to sound uneducated here, but will the solar things get fried in an EMP?
Yeah,
they will.
They'll have solar
recharge.
Yeah, they have.
You
electronics.
Think it would kill them?
Yeah.
So,
I think so.
Anyway, a crank one would probably be a good
any
idea.
Sort of electronics or that.
I know. Wouldn't it just fry all the mother like the little board
the little
to charge and
board.
Keep? Yeah,
that's gonna go bye bye.
That's what I figured.
That's gonna be in an episode.
So
soon.
Your phone could be useless right off the bat if that happened. But yeah, you can store books on it. It can be, noise, sound for alerting people.
Yeah,
and it can be a flashlight. So.
You can also have like really important documents like social security cards and birth certificates and you know, whatever else you might need on there.
Yep. Unless your phone's locked and nobody will ever get to it.
Yeah.
The other thing is an analog watch.
Yeah.
I don't wear a watch all the time. I don't like to.
I used to wear one. I've been looking for one that I like and I can't find any that
I like
really
mine
like.
A lot. I don't like.
What do you have?
It's a Citizen.
Okay.
So this one's actually... this one was a gift.
Oh, okay.
But the thing that's nice about this one, as long as there's no EMPs, it's eco drive, so it just charges off from any light at all.
Yeah,
like it stays charged forever. Yeah, the ones that I've, you know, there's some pretty amazing analog watches like the military uses that has the the tritium lighting. You know, the tube. It's actually, you don't need to charge it in light. Mm-hmm. Like the light, it lights up at all times. It's just a chemical. But you want it to be analog just because of that EMP threat.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
The kinetic charging ones, the ones that charge by movement,
motion.
Those ones won't die. So those ones are awesome, and it's a good thing, you know. You can actually use an analog watch for a compass.
Yeah,
to
you can
direct
use it,
yourself north, and you can, you know, you can, there's a lot of uses for it. So you probably should invest in one either to clip on.
Well, and it's nice if you for navigation.
Clip it on your belt loop.
Pace stuff off. You know, I didn't walk this far for this long. You know,
yeah.
You could do a lot of different things with it.
Or and even trading. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, the other thing, and then I talked about multi-tools. The other thing was those those cards. The credit card sized, like,
Ready Man makes a lot of those things.
So they have like fish hooks. You could suture with them. You could, they have little saw blades in them. Those things, I mean, why not? Like,
well, they even have the little stoves that are that big almost.
Yeah.
You have the Ready Man pocket stove.
So, though, I mean, you could, I mean, if you have a big wallet, you could put three or four of those
in them. Yeah, those cards.
Because they're so light. They're aluminum, aren't they?
I even had
or
one
stainless
from,
steel.
I got one from Wazoo Survival Gear that was actually like a burnable credit card looking thing. So it was a credit card, but it's like wood and it had some chemicals that really burned well.
I think you tell me about that.
So those are kind of cool.
So the fire starter kind of?
Yeah.
That's cool. So you have those, but why not? I mean, super light, easy to carry. You can put it anywhere, and there's a lot of survival things built into that. And then I talked about a solar charging card.
Yeah.
You know, if it's small and practical, put it in, you know, that's another one of those a little above the casual.
You got to think, how much of this can you actually carry on yourself all the time? It's
pretty much all of this.
Yeah, but even then, you're going to feel like you got a lot of crap
you
on
do.
You. You do.
And
know
I,
what I mean?
Hate...
I don't like
hate
I don't like
big keychains.
Yeah.
I do not like my keys to have like, you know, it already has like 16 stores that we don't go to.
Yeah.
Already on it. And just like.
Yeah. I don't use those. I don't put those things on there anymore because I just don't use them.
Yeah. My wife likes
the little barcode things that you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little tags. Yeah. They drive me nuts.
Yeah. It's. We've got some on there that I'm just like, is this store even here anymore?
We're not going to go to 7-Eleven in Florida for a really long time. Why do we have this card?
I don't know. Just like, Sprouse Rights? What, is this even in business? Kings?
Kings. Why do we have a Blockbuster card still? I don't know.
I know. It's Hollywood Video.
Yeah.
We're not going there in a while.
Hollywood Video.
Circuit City? Are you going to Circuit City anytime soon?
Remember Incredible Universe?
Yep.
You remember that one?
What was the other one that looked all, had like, it looked all electrical? There was one in Salt Lake.
Was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I feel bad for the kids these days that have never been into a video store.
Oh, man, I loved
it. They will not ever know the pure joy of going into a video store to find something to watch on the weekend with your friends or your family.
I remember spending 40% of a date.
Good Lord. I know, yes.
Walking.
You
but it was fun.
Like, yeah, you'd just be like looking at all the movies. Like,
even my wife is like, I kind of miss video stores. Like,
I totally miss it.
I used to love it.
Oh, when I was little, man, you go there to rent the Nintendo games?
Yep.
And, oh, my gosh.
It was so
like,
fun.
Oh, my gosh. I feel bad.
I was like super excited. Like, Dad, I want this one, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, and I kind of walk past the adult videos a little bit. Yeah, just kind of like, huh? Not the real bad, but like the...
Yeah.
You know, the ones.
The rated R ones.
The rated R ones.
Basic Instinct.
Like, oh, what the? That's what a girl looks like?
Anyways, that was a tangent. Let's go back.
That was,
to
sorry.
What I'm talking about.
So I finished. I had solar cards was last, huh?
Yeah.
The other thing is security, you know, and I don't carry anything like this. I probably would have it in a different bag, but, you know, like I was talking about the little Kevlar cord that you can cut through things. Some keys. A lot of people talked about having keys for handcuffs.
Oh, handcuff keys.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
For, you know, if you're in a situation where a lot of people tuck it into their paracord thing so they can work it out and get themselves out of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some on Amazon even. It's like a little handcuff key and it has an LED light in it. So
that's cool.
You get two
put it on your keychain or something.
Yeah. What was the thing that I just got from the keychain I got a little light. That was
yeah, you got a light.
And then I got that. Remember that the. Oh, what was it? It wasn't Kershaw. What's the other knife? The
buck knives? What were you talking about? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It's like that little circle loop thing. Remember, it's like a knife with a screwdriver head. Oh,
that was from Tac Pack.
Yeah, it was. But
it was Gerber.
Gerber, yeah.
It was the Gerber.
So like I had that one on my keychain. Yeah, that one's cool.
Seatbelt cutter type thing.
The other thing is money.
Yeah, cash.
Having cash on
cash money.
I think that one's essential.
Yeah.
And I make the mistake of spending it all and not having any. But
I know.
But I used to always. I used to carry like, you know, like 220s and like a 10 and
yeah,
like two fives.
I think you should have $50 on you in small bills.
At least, yeah, I agree.
At least. A lot of people say 100 or
I
200.
Carry a $100 bill, but sometimes that can be hard to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the big bills are tough because.
They are.
If something happens.
I would stay at 50 or.
And you got to like, you know.
I know.
Buy something.
It'd be nice
somebody,
to carry a roll of hundreds.
They'd be like, I don't have any change. It's $5, but you're going to have to give me that 100.
Right, right.
So
I think cash is important to carry on you.
I agree.
And get you places or get you out of situations.
Well, even if like the power goes out somewhere and you have to buy fuel or something, you got to buy food or wherever
or
you're at.
Your car.
You know, you're going to need
some
it.
Gas for the ready year.
Yeah.
You know. A pen. And I have a tactical pen that I carry on me most of the time.
Yeah, I do too.
It's, you know, can break glass and it's really heavy duty.
I have a hard time carrying it because I don't know where to carry it.
Yeah. I carry a pen at work.
See, but you probably have a pocket a lot, don't you?
No, I carry it down here. Just in the opposite side of my knife, yeah.
Oh, I have a hard time doing that.
Yeah, I have one in there.
I got to figure that out.
So,
I always feel awkward with my pen. I don't know
why. I'll teach you. I'll teach you when we get done.
Teach me always.
And then some of the other things that people put on here, I mean, I don't know. This one's mixed, you know, a card with your info. But if somebody else gets that.
Yeah. No, I can see the good in having
like
your
address
numbers.
If you get killed or, you know,
that's
your
true.
Body. But, but I'm like, I don't, somebody, you know. Robbed you and they're like, here's your house, here's your codes.
Well, they're going to have your, they're going to have your license probably anyways.
Yeah, so anyways, you could do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, those are the things. I mean, my essentials would be something start fire. I've already got my keys. I got my phone. And in my phone case, they have some pretty sweet like survival phone cases.
Yeah, they do.
That
actually.
Have a bunch of tools in them and lights.
Yeah.
But I have, you know, the little multi-tool card. You know, I have a watch. And then that's pretty much what and then the pen and some money. Those are the main things I carry.
Yeah. So for me,
and my knife.
Yeah. I want to get the watch. I'm just looking for the right one. I'm not just going to pull the trigger on a stupid watch.
Oh,
that I don't want.
By the way, that analog watch with the tritium lighting was like $899.
I'm not looking for
you something. Should get that one.
I was looking more like the $50 range.
Like the Casio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has the calculator
with
built
the
in?
The calculator. So obviously knife on me at all times. That's just my biggest thing. Make sure I have a knife. And if you don't do anything else, just have a knife on you because you can do so much with it. It can be used for self-defense. It can be used in survival situations. It can be used in everyday situations. I seriously use it every single day. So always have a knife on you. If you don't do anything else, have a knife. Obviously, your wallet with cash, $50 in cash.
See, and I used to carry a wallet, but now I use
your phone.
My phone is my wallet, which has worked out better for me, but I can't carry as much.
I've got the recycled firefighter.
Yeah, that one's cool.
I love it. It's just tiny.
I know. I kind of want to get one.
It's really nice. I like it. Obviously, have your phone on you at all times. A tactical pen. I'm just trying to figure out how to carry it with me all the time. And then what I want to do is I want to get one of those little EDC pouches and actually just keep it in my vehicle.
I do too.
So it's not like it's EDC somewhat. It's always at my work where I'm at. You know, my vehicle is usually where
I am.
Well,
we've talked about doing an episode on like a kit in your car.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff.
And I do have a little like a 72 hour kit in my car.
Yeah.
But that's sort of a separate thing. You know?
Mean just like a little
so,
quick
some
tool
pouch,
kit?
Yeah, something that I keep like in the front that's always there and ready. You know, that has a lighter. It has like even a small first aid kit in it that's always in my car. You know what I mean? A multi tool, a handgun in the car, and a flashlight.
Nice. Yeah.
That's kind of my then also a bandana. Somewhere in
The bandana is a really good idea.
Easy to carry, and if stuff goes down, at least you got that. And there's so many different things you can do.
Filter
with it.
For your, you know.
Yeah, there's just a lot of different uses.
You can act as a bandit so you can blend in.
Yeah, exactly. Riot on the streets in North Carolina if you got to.
Karate? You could put one on your head.
Oh, yeah. Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Uh huh. So anyways, that's my perfect one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Anyways, that's what, I think that's all we have on EDC, right? Or do you have any more?
No, I'm done with EDC.
You're good? Okay, so that's our EDC. It's something we're working on.
Yeah, right? No, I mean, it is.
We're working on it all the time.
And a lot of the articles, you know, daily, you start using those things and realize, I don't need this that much. And I probably won't use this as much. But, you know, other things you're like, I need a nicer one of these because I use this every freaking day.
Exactly.
So just start making one and start using things and you'll kind of see.
And if you're not doing this at all, like I said, my suggestion is start with a folding knife in your pocket.
I agree.
Start there and then just kind of, because you'll realize you'll use that sucker all the time, you know. So start there and then move on. From that stuff. Anyways, there you go. EDC. Let's move on to Battlebox Mission 19.
Oh, yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah, so that is the, what's it called? Is it
Water Purification and Storage.
Water Purification and Storage. So it's a really good box. It's just
not that exciting.
It's not sexy at all. It's like...
No, this stuff is it has some good stuff in it.
It's super useful. It's good stuff.
It is.
There's no doubt. And actually, we're gonna go out Saturday,
and we're gonna drink it all.
Yeah. No, we got to make a video on this Battlebox. As every Battlebox, we make a video. If you want to check them out at Basement Nation Outdoors, you can see that on YouTube, and we usually put it on our website. Don't we? Yeah, we've been putting it out as an article.
Whatever
on our
you
website.
Want to do there.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So, anyways,
did you see I have three articles almost there?
Yeah.
Just can't finish them.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to give you some leeway this week. All right.
Yeah. Kay. I'll get to it.
So anyways, Battlebox Mission 19.
Right. So the basic package, $24.99. Value, $67.88.
No, that's nice.
Hydra Pack Stash Collapsible Water Bottle.
See, that's
probably the coolest thing in there.
That's my second favorite item in the whole bag right there. It's a little tiny water bottle that collapses down to like, what is it, 2 inches maybe?
It's tiny, yeah.
And it comes out to like a full size, like
750 milliliter.
Yeah, which I don't know what that equates to in ounces.
Something like 30 gallons, I think.
It's like 500 gallons.
It's a tanker.
Yeah, it's a cool little bottle though. I like it.
Yeah, no, that one.
Actually, I'm putting it in my bug out bag.
That one's probably my favorite. Purinize water purifier.
Yeah.
So
that's a water purifier,
which is a liquid form.
Mm-hmm.
Sawyer Squeeze Mini filter.
That is my favorite, actually. Yeah.
100,000 gallon.
Is that what it says?
Filter.
100,000 gallons. 100,000 yeah, those things are awesome.
That's a lot.
It's a ton. So if
and it's not very big.
No, it's tiny. Just
throw that in a bug out bag.
Yeah. So that's in the $24.99. That's the box I would have gotten. I don't think I would have gotten any higher.
I think so too.
But there's good stuff. No, I'm not saying there's nothing that isn't good. But
I agree though.
I like that value for this box.
The whole box cost would have been way too much.
Yeah.
The other one's the potable aqua. Water purification tablets.
Okay, those are the
50
tablet
count
form.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So the advanced $49.99 cost, which is $112 value.
Uh-huh.
Dave Canterbury's Pathfinder School Stainless Steel Nesting Bottle and Cup Set.
Yeah, so it's a cool little thing.
School Stainless Steel Nesting Bottle and Cup Set.
Yeah, so it's a nesting bottle.
It's
cup.
Cool, yeah.
It almost looks like a pot, doesn't it?
It does. Pot. It's got a little pot that comes off, and then you've got the water bottle, and it's got a little top to the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So your kids could play with it.
Pot top.
Yeah. The other one's 2-gallon PVC water bag, Stansport.
Mm-hmm.
That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a nice
transport. It's something convenient to have, and it's...
You know, actually, that wouldn't be too bad to have in a bug out bag because it's really small.
Yeah.
And you could carry a lot of water in
anything
it.
Anything in it. Yeah. You know, gas or whatever.
That's true. Yeah.
So that one's pretty cool. Now the Pro Box, $99.99.
$99.99, right?
So if I were you guys, I would buy the Pro. It's only $10.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
$99.99. It's $173 value. Hydra Pack 3. Liter shapeshift reservoir bladder hydration system.
Yep.
So this is pretty cool because I don't have a bladder for my backpack, and now I do.
Now you do.
Boom. Aquamira 2-part water treatment drops. So more treatment, which is, you know, for water storage, it'll actually be nice. And then the water survival guide.
Guide.
Where did they say water survival guide?
The water survival guide.
Slump. Prepper's Water Survival Guide.
Yeah, it's a cool little
it's a pretty
info
thick book, actually.
Book, yeah.
But there's a lot to water survival.
Yep.
Prepping.
Water prepping.
Now and then the Pro Plus, $149.99, gets you a Spider Deck? Spyderco.
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 Say Spider Dick?
Spider Deck. It gets you a Spider Deck.
Wow.
Spider Co Delica 4 VG10 Blue Edition.
Yeah, it's
flat grind straight edge.
Yeah, it's a really nice little flip EDC knife.
It is nice.
It's nice. It's a good
I don't
knife.
Think it's $80 worth.
It's a good knife, though. It really is. But it is, yeah. There's no doubt it's
so, a yeah, there's your box.
There's your box, BattleBox. Go check them out at BattleBox.com.
And for that's, storage, that's a sweet box.
Yeah, BattleBox without the exciting. E. Don't put the E in there. There's no E. Let them know that we sent you. They know who we are.
They do.
They know
they
us
do.
By name over yeah. there at BattleBox. So say, hey, Cam and Kobe sent me over here to get this.
Yeah, you probably want to use that name. Cam huh? and Kobe.
Cam and Kobe.
But we do our videos through a different company.
They know who we are, though. It doesn't matter.
They know Casual Preppers?
They do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They do.
I didn't know if they did.
Yep, they do.
They know us all around then.
They do.
They know everything about us.
Anyways, so. I think that's it for the Battle Box, right?
That is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. So
it's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Okay.
Okay, so this did I'm going to talk about this medical tip is...
This medical tip is brought to you by...
Cameron Hardy. Medical tip... extraordinaire.
Just the medical tip.
Just the short tip. Tourniquets.
Ooh.
Save lives.
Yeah.
So some actually read quite a bit on these because tourniquets seem pretty easy, you know. Bleeding, yeah. Boom, strap it on.
They're like pull the tight, quick ones, the rat ones.
Stop the bleeding.
The rats ones yeah. are quick, right?
But it's actually a little more sophisticated than
I got one
that.
Right in here somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a tourniquet down in there just in case.
Yeah. In case we get an
you
open
never know what happens
while
when you're
we're
podcasting.
Doing this. You can fall the mic and split your
dangerous stuff.
Throw right open.
Yeah.
So some quick, easy tips for using a tourniquet. So when you have somebody that's bleeding all over, mm-hmm. first things first, try to apply pressure. That's the safest thing.
First things first, get them off the carpet.
No, just listen right. to me.
Okay.
So. There's a lot more first things first.
Okay.
You know, but
all right.
For a bleeding wound, mm-hmm. you need to apply pressure. If the application of pressure does not work, time to use the tourney.
Oh, tourney time.
So, there's a lot of misconceptions about tourniquet.
Okay.
You know, that's going to cause more damage. It's gonna you're going to lose the limb. You mm-hmm. know, and I kind of thought these things, but
yeah.
not really. They did studies showing that tourniquets are actually... in cases where they've used the tourniquet, it's caused survival to be a lot greater.
Well, that's good.
Than the chance of losing the limb.
I'm sure the guys over at Rats love that.
Yeah. And typically, the limb is lost because of vascular damage, not because of the tourniquet, because of the injury itself.
Right. Okay.
So, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
The directions. So, you can make a makeshift tourniquet if you don't have the fancy one.
Yeah.
You just need to, one, make sure the material's strong, that you can apply a lot of pressure, you know, with twisting it or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not going to break. And then the second thing, it needs to be at least 1.5 inches wide.
Oh,
if it's any less, you're going to freaking sever the leg or, you know, you're not going to apply enough pressure to stop bleeding.
Okay.
So 1.5 inches or more.
I've easily got 1.5 inches.
You're going to use that as your tourniquet, huh? Now, the first thing when you use the tourniquet is before tightening it, make sure there's no slack in it.
Okay.
Just keep it nice and tight around whatever you're going to use it on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forearm, calf, upper arm, thigh.
Neck.
Yeah. Abdomen.
Abdomen.
Yeah. If you got a neck bleed.
First thing. My head's bleeding. I got to stop the...
You do. You want to get that tight.
Yeah.
The next
wait,
thing...
Wait, don't use it around your neck. Let's
yeah.
just... Put that out there.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah. The next thing, apply proximal to the injury. So closest to your heart, but as close to the injury as possible.
Okay.
So you got a big gash in your lower leg or mid leg.
Don't
you
do it in your upper thigh.
Don't do it on your thigh. Yep. Do it between your knee and the, you know, the wound.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be as close to that because... You know, any damage you're going to do, you don't want to freaking, well, I'll do it way up in the groin.
Yeah.
I'll just cut all the blood supply off to the whole leg. No, you don't want to do that. So
bad news.
Proximal to the wound. And then slowly tighten until you get the blood under control. Because if you just cinch that sucker down as tight as possible, or you get it under control and then for good measure, you do it even tighter.
Yeah.
The tighter you go, the more damage you'll do. And I mean, people
does it do like nerve damage?
It does.
When it does that? Is that what it
so
is?
So you're, yeah, you're stopping the blood flow. And the tissue where the actual tourniquet is, you know, the fat and the, you know, the skin itself, that's the first thing that's going to really take the brunt of it.
Yeah.
So the least tight to get the blood control is what you want.
Okay.
So you just don't want to overdo it. You don't need to get out of control. And then studies shown 2 hours of compression is fine. It really hasn't shown to kill off the, you know. Now, you have to understand, if you're using a tourniquet, there's a good chance either the wound or the tourniquet's going to cause some maybe prolonged nerve damage and things like that, but you're not going to die. I mean, you're trying to not die.
Yeah.
So
nerve damage,
you're
going
to
have
to sacrifice
if you
some numbness in your leg.
Yeah.
But 2 hours, 2 hours of compression. I mean, the thing I was reading, the doctor, he had seen stories up to 18 hours and no limb loss.
Holy crap.
But,
you
know, he's not
recommending. That's not ideal.
It says, you know, once you get beyond 2 hours, it's good to kind of maybe loosen the tourniquet a bit and see if the blood is still clotted and controlled. Mm-hmm. If it starts to bleed again, just cinch it down again. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of releasing a little bit at a time after like 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
So, but yeah, isn't that crazy?
That
it's a lot
crazy.
Longer than I thought.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
So anyway, there's some tourniquet.
I like it.
Yeah.
Guys, before we leave, we got to tell you about Tac Pack one more time.
Do it.
They are a sponsor of the podcast, and they are the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff. Again, use the code CASUALPREPPERS at checkout. If you like what we're doing and if you want this podcast to keep going, this isn't easy for us, guys. This isn't easy. It's
no,
fun.
No.
We enjoy
it. Strain.
Yeah, it is a strain. It's
on
hard.
Everybody.
If you want to keep it going, go to Tac Pack. Use code CASUALPREPPERS and tell them that you love them because of us.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
And if you've made it this far in the podcast,
if you're still here.
Were listening to the EDC, how many things did we talk about from them that we use now?
Like 3 items, I think. And that was from one box.
I know.
One box.
So
yeah.
Their stuff is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
And you could fulfill this podcast to your wildest dreams if you got one from them.
And so today is Thursday. This is the day that we're releasing this. For a few more days, we are actually involved on Instagram with a giveaway with a whole bunch of different dudes. Dog Tag Incorporated. Remember that guy that actually won the Buck Knives thing? That's who this is with, actually. But there's some really, really cool stuff that they're giving away, that we're giving away in this. Let me just find it so I can make sure I get it all done. So it's got Patch Me Up that's giving away some stuff. Dog Tag Incorporated is giving away a t-shirt.
Sweet.
The 3%ers giving away a t-shirt. Our part of this is our friends of ours, Cold Products.
Yeah.
Cold, they make some really cool bottles that keeps your liquid cold for 24 hours. It's awesome stuff. So you actually get 3 of those bottles.
No kidding.
Yeah, no joke.
Oh, I use the out of mine.
Oh, I use it every
I
all
do
the
too.
Time. Seriously.
That's the one I
all
use
the time.
More than any
we
of them.
We cannot recommend Cold products anymore. They're freaking awesome. And then Vinyl Decal Shop is giving away a personalized banner for you.
Wow, 3 of those. That's pretty cool.
ABP Tactical is giving away tactical flashlight. Patch Me Up is giving away a set of patches. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
It's an awesome giveaway. So it's going until Saturday, I believe.
Get that freaking crap.
So go ahead and go enter that on Instagram. You can find it from our...
I want to enter.
You are not allowed to enter. Sorry. You can find it from our Instagram. It's a few posts back. You can check it out. So go do that.
Man, that's some awesome stuff.
Yeah, it's a really good giveaway. There's no doubt about it. So
don't miss it.
Don't miss it. And come see us at casualpreppers.com. Keep sending us those emails, even if we give you a snarky message back. Keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
If you haven't... yeah. If you guys want to hear a particular episode...
Yeah, and we have had a few requests that we got to get this in.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Some are going to be kind of hard.
There's a guy that keeps asking, and we need to do this, the cold weather bugging out.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, so he really wants to. We're going to get to that, I promise.
Well, actually, was going to talk about my... I was debating between cold survival for my med tip versus...
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we have some stuff
we're
going
to... We can do a full episode on it, I think.
Yeah.
Cold weather bugging out. So we're going to do that.
We are in the place to talk about it.
It
gets colder than a mother here.
It really does. Actually, the last few winters haven't been too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Yeah, it's
trudging
so cold.
Through that snow, taking pictures.
That's true. Yeah. That Battlebox
cool.
videos in the cold. It's not fun at all.
That was freaking cold.
It's not fun. Anyways, guys, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Bye.